Mini episode 942 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with part 9 of our ranking of all of the episodes of one of TV's great comedies, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We're borrowing from the flawless Dennis system to create 6 tiers, with S as the lowest and D as the highest. It's important to clarify that, of course, there are no really bad episodes of this show, just ones that we prefer to other ones, so even those that are lower on the list are not ones that we're crapping on. It's just that you can't rank 1 through 133 without having some that go down to 133. We are inspired to create this list when one of our great show contributors, Paul Pasek, called a list to our attention that had been produced by Deadspin, and like much of their work in the post-Will Leach years, it was clear that they just mailed it in. Sonny deserves better than that. Whether you agree or disagree with our rankings, hopefully you will perceive that we put the thought into this project that the show deserves. We can't wait until season 13 of Sonny begins, but while we're on this long hiatus, here's our list. Today is part 9, the first part of the E tier. Number 41, episode 11.6, Being Frank, February 10th, 2016. Another of the highly experimental episodes of later years, this day in the life as told through Frank's eyes was tremendous and surprisingly poignant. Number 40, episode 7.11, Thunder Gun Express, December 1st, 2011. The adventurousness of the show in later years is very welcome, and this 24-style parody of getting to an action movie did not disappoint in any way. Number 39, episode 12.5, Making Dennis Reynolds a Murderer, February 1st, 2017. Season 12 shined a light on members of the gang struggling through changes as they age, and this look at Dennis's psychological fraying was very creative indeed. Number 38, episode 9.7, The Gang Gets Quarantined, October 16th, 2013. When you blend Motown Philly, a fearsome flu outbreak, and Frank going off the deep end, you're going to get comedic gold every time. Number 37, episode 10.6, The Gang Misses the Boat, February 18th, 2015. The Charlie D dynamic here is a true shocker, and anytime we get a lot of Dennis's psychological downward spiral, it's a great thing. Number 36, episode 2.4, Mac Bangs Dennis's Mom, July 6th, 2006. There's no better creepy humor from the gang than when they're exploring the sexual world, so this episode was a comedic treat. Number 35, episode 12.10, Dennis's Double Life, March 8th, 2017. The most recent episode as of this point was one of its most shocking ever. Dennis committing to his son and Charlie getting with, and then getting tired of, his beloved waitress. Number 34, episode 7.13, The High School Reunion Part 2, The Gang's Revenge, December 15th, 2011. Episodes that work in many of the peripheral characters around the gang tend to be strong, and this one made the most out of the entire cast. Number 33, episode 10.4, Charlie Work, February 4th, 2015. You can never have enough Charlie-centric episodes, and this look at his hidden competence is surprising and hilarious. Number 32, episode 10.2, The Gang Group Dates, January 21st, 2015. The pursuit of great recognition on a dating app brought out the very worst in everyone, which is always a recipe for success. Number 31, episode 11.9, The Gang Goes to Hell, March 2nd, 2016. The show is at its best when spotlighting the flaws of all members of the gang, and this look at them on a cruise ship accomplished exactly that. Number 30, episode 8.8, Charlie Rules the World, December 6th, 2012. We needed to have a simulated online version of the gang spotlighted on the show at some point, and this insanity delivered on the premise completely. number 29, episode 9.5, Mac Day, October 2nd, 2013. This was another creatively formatted show that spotlighted each of Mac's many odd and off-putting tendencies to tremendous comedic effect. Number 28, episode 3.10, Mac as a Serial Killer, October 18th, 2007. What a great classic misdirection, with the gang mistaking Mac's transsexual fixation with being a serial killer, and an amazing and disturbing climax to the episode. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.